Welcome to Insuring Crypto, a podcast where we talk about a healthy crypto space, from high utility tokens to emerging technologies. Let's insure crypto's future. Here's your host, Ensure CEO Mark Peters.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome to our very first episode of Insuring Crypto. Our guest today is Refugio Castaneda. Refugio, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hello, Mark. How are you? Thank you for inviting me. Good morning. Man, you're looking great. I've been in direct sales for the last 30 years. I've been helping companies doing sales from zero to $500 million in sales. I mentor a lot of people across the world. I've been nominated as one of the best mentors in the world in direct sales. And that's what I do, man. I love what I do, to go and teach people how to sell, how to promote, how to mentor other people.
So it sounds like you've been in direct sales for, you know, 35 plus years. You know, how did you get into that? What's your professional background?
Well, I when I came from Mexico, I was 14, 15 years old. So quite frankly, I didn't have a lot of experience into any profession. So quite frankly, I really fell in love with the concept of direct sales. And I was approached by a random person that I met. He became my mentor. And I saw that, you know, direct sales was going to be me, and I just fell in love with it. I got serious about it. I got disciplined about it, and over time, I became really professional and very successful.
So, what's the most exciting aspect of that kind of, you know, not just your career path, but what you do today?
Absolutely, one of the most exciting parts, and it's really priceless. That I was able to help a lot of people's lives just by teaching them and walking them and really coaching them how to go from having a regular job and to be independent. So that was the most rewarding and priceless experience that I had. And nowadays, you know, I got my own company. It has to be with direct sales. It has to do with also teaching people how to market our products. We just teach people how to learn the process, and I love it. Now I'm the CEO of the company and everything. It's fine when you see people getting some positive results.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that background. The podcast name is Insuring Crypto, and we're going to get into the whole crypto space. You know, what is your involvement with crypto and tokens and the overall DeFi space?
Well, I started learning about crypto, and I think that was in 2016, late 2016. I was pretty skeptical. I mean, very skeptical, to be honest with you, because I didn't know much about crypto. And through one of my friends, he was just chasing me. You got to learn about crypto. That's the future. And I'm old school. You know, I would just wanted to concentrate in the normal direct sales. I never heard about crypto. But I started learning about crypto, and I fell in love with crypto. In fact, I had a very good experience with crypto in 2016. I mean, I believe it was like around $600 per Bitcoin. And I saw, you know, that when it really went to $20,000, and it was pretty exciting. So I love crypto, especially now, you know, with besides Bitcoin, all these cryptocurrency tokens or coins are coming out. I believe, even though I'm not an expert, but I think I have enough knowledge to understand and figure it out. I believe it's the future, crypto.
So, you know, the whole space, you know, the whole crypto space, I think is going through some fundamental and foundational changes, kind of the core of what the future looks like, I think, for the DeFi, decentralized finance world. You know, what are some of the fundamental challenges that you think are kind of that exist in crypto today?
I've seen a lot of challenges where companies come out with a cryptocurrency coin or token, and that they put a lot of hype into that, and then next thing you know, they go to several dollars, and then months later they disappear. So those are the challenges that, you know, we need to stop those kind of, you know, creators or companies. I mean, when I say we, yes, by spreading the word, like, hey, be careful out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't see any value behind the infrastructure, if you don't see the CEO or the owners, or that's one of the challenges out there. That people need to be careful in what they're buying out if they don't have enough information about those companies and cryptocurrency. I think here now we have an opportunity to really spread the word out there, really to educate people and give people some more information so they can get more knowledgeable and understand how powerful and how much potential crypto has towards the future. So I think by spreading the word worldwide for people to get more knowledge, that's what's going to help.
Exactly. So there's obviously a bright future and all that stuff. Any other points that you want to talk about? Like what else besides spreading the word can we do to kind of push out there to make sure that we're driving adoption? I think part of this has to do with maybe some of your mentoring, some of your teaching folks. Like, how can we educate people?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, along with you, Mark, I think we should work on some strategies and how to, you know, do a live webinars and if possible on a daily basis, you know, for whatever time, you want us to do, yes, to really give people some information and yes, keep pushing the information to the world. And you're right. Besides teaching, mentoring and explaining to them how crypto could really help them if they make a decision with the right crypto, right? With the right company, with the right, especially if you go out and start promoting a token that is less than a penny, right? If it's something like that, that's where it's going to be pretty exciting. Because if you think about it, if somebody buys a couple dollars, what's the risk? I mean, it's always a risk, but I mean, a couple dollars is a couple dollars. But I believe, yes, Mark, more education, more mentoring, more training, that will help. And I'm pretty fired up to start introducing the crypto world into the community that I have already in my company. You know, of course, I have to go through our compliance department and everything to make sure, and I'm assuming it's going to be okay, right? But I really want them, especially if I believe in crypto, if I believe about people getting education in that, most definitely I'm going to promote that to the people, anybody that is next to me, my neighbor, you know, my family members, the whole world. I just want to spread the world. I spread the word to the whole world for them to understand, you know, an opportunity like, you know, what's coming up. This one that is coming up real soon.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, the education piece is so important, right? And I think there's opportunities, not only cross-border, but, you know, current cross exchange, you know, however you want to kind of work down that pathway. You know, people have joined us because they know potentially the opportunity that exists over here at Insure, right? Absolutely. And that's what I'm sure that you're gonna be sending this to your folks down the line too. How do you, and I can describe Insure myself, but how do you describe Insure to your group of folks?
Well, Mark, I'm here, okay, and there's a big reason why I'm here, and I know when you came to my house, I just got speechless just by having some conversation and talking about, you know, you guys is talking. Quite frankly, after going through all these scams, all this money that I promised myself that I will never look into something that I'm not comfortable and I don't have enough information. And quite frankly, Mark, you just came at the perfect time. I really believe that, you know, God, he puts the timing perfect. And it was a perfect time for us to meet, because when I heard that you guys were putting this company together, I'm like, and I heard all the Peters family want to talk to you. I'm like, yes, whatever it is, I want to talk to them because I respect you guys a lot. And I admire you guys, what you guys done in the past as a business, integrity. And I mean, you guys are awesome. So when I heard there was a crypto token or however you want to, you know, talk about that today, I just got speechless and I said, yes. And then I started learning more about, you know, what's behind the token, what you guys are working behind the scenes, what you guys are, it just, I believe, this is what I believe. I believe with all my heart and quite frankly, Mark, and I told my wife, you know, since after I spoke with you and learned enough about what you guys are putting together, I wasn't able to go to sleep for at least 2 weeks. I'm serious, bro. I'm serious, Mark. I wasn't able to go to sleep because, you know, I mean, when you lost, you know, a lot of money in the crypto world, and but you love the crypto space, and you know that there's a lot of opportunities, and you run into a good opportunity. It's like, and I was just waiting for something like this. Even though I got my company, of course, and I'm building it, but an opportunity like this, you cannot turn your back. I mean, you have to just grab it, massage it, and fall in love with the opportunity. So I believe. With what I see, what you guys putting together, I believe it's a great, great opportunity for the world to get into, you know, insure. I mean, I don't know if you're going to talk about what price is going to be out the door.
We won't mention price or any of that stuff. So, like, what I'd love to hear from in your own words when you're talking to your folks, you know, what do you tell them? In your own words, what is insure to you?
Insure is, to me, it's a token that is protected, number one, which is no brainer. If I'm going to be promoting something, and then of course we can verify that it's protected by an insurance company or a policy or however you can talk about. Yes, right there, there's no brainer. And then you see the infrastructure. I mean, I don't really go in more details with my people. I mean, it's not out yet anyways, yeah. But I just, with just a little bit that I talk about, they're like, hey, sign me up. What do I sign? What do I do? So people are so fired up. Yes, because we are promoting or we are going to promote a protected token. That's unheard of. I never heard about anything like this to me. Number one. Number two, it is in the United States. To me, not because I live in United, well, it's because I live in the United States. If I run into any scam out there, hey, I got attorneys that I can chase people exactly. In the United States. And I'm not talking about, you know, well, with you guys is different, but I'm talking about, to me, it's very important that if it's something like this, to me, it has to be in the United States. Now, it's here, yeah. Number, and also the protected coin. Yes, with that. And of course, you guys, it just make us very comfortable to go out and promote this, without a doubt.
I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, on the token side, you know, I think what sets us apart for insure, right, is the protection is obviously an extremely valuable piece to this. But it is the foundation. You mentioned this, right? It's the foundation that we're building around the utility, yes. Giving people access to different health and wellness products, goods and services, loyalty reward programs, things that you know, people can come in and get free, get completely, you know, rewarded for just, hey, come in. We want to be part of a big community. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable in the community, rewarded. You know, we're not selling you any tokens, right? We want to give away, and make sure that people feel like they have that rewards mechanism, because it really is something that we think is special that exists out there. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, it's a very attractive proposition to you from a, you know, just a come in, hey, buy, you know, tell your people about it. You know, what do you think, just generally, long term, what's going to provide the greatest value to a holder?
I think that the usage, you know, people using the token, you know, to, like you said, I wasn't sure if I was okay. I was okay for me to say it, but you already talked about that. Yes, by using the health and wellness and have a bigger community, keep using the token. I mean, that getting the free tokens. You know, when I told people, hey, yes, to open a wallet, you're going to get, I said, what? I said, yes, man. You're going to, yes. I mean, you guys are really putting this together properly. And I think the benefit for all of us, because I'm going to get some token. Most of my son gets some token. You know, all my family, I mean, they're honestly like, when? I said, relax, we're getting there. But I think the usage, you know, that people being able to get some benefits, and I think you mentioned about some discounts by utilizing the token. I think it's a big, big deal, Mark.
Yeah, there's a large foundational utility that just exists in this space. And I mean, I think, you know, what my background is, where we've been, and luckily we have a large network that we've been able to build off of to kind of provide this foundation. So it's super, super strong from that standpoint. What can you tell me about the affiliate opportunity for folks?
Well, that's pretty exciting, because if somebody wants to become an affiliate and go out and spread the word, well, they're going to get rewarded with tokens. Okay. And whoever is going to become an affiliate, they're going to get rewarded just by being an affiliate. So it's like, there's a no brainer. This is an excellent marketing strategy you guys are putting together. Yes, to invite the affiliates to come and join us. And yes, to join us, get some free tokens, to spread the word, get some free tokens and some benefits. So that's pretty awesome.
What do you think makes a good affiliate? Someone that can go out there and share this with the community.
A good affiliate, of course, you know, I think any affiliate or any person that understands, you know, what we're promoting, they're going to be interested, you know, to go out and promote it. Just because, once again, I mean, I know that we're going to be here for 1 hour, but I wanted to, like, you know, invite the whole world to come and join us. Yes, because you guys are putting together, but I can go on and on, Mark.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you mentioned it, right? There's the marketing center. People can come in and register themselves and just share out links direct from the marketing center. So, you know, that's a tool that obviously we wanted to get there for your people that you're working with. And then just the general, you know, holder that we're going to bring in to give them an opportunity to make sharing easy, right? That's, I think, foundational to a lot of success. But what we're trying to do is build something that's foundational, that's long-term view, and something that like, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to never have like never have their money stolen, right? Like that's where we think there's a big opportunity in the overall crypto space and something that's underserved today, right? I know we talked about this in kind of one of our many fireside chats, but this is where it's the foundation of the technology. I mean, it's obviously extremely important. You know, we're using Binance as our back end, our platform token. And what we're creating on top of that and working with the insurance industry on and building out from that standpoint, working with the health and wellness industry on, like, these are all things that I believe are fundamental and foundational to the change that is going to need to happen to the crypto space in order for there to be like this space to be legitimate in the future.
Like I said, I went through a process where we lost money and I said, never again. And, you know, even if it's my own money, I mean, I most definitely I don't want anybody else to lose any money. But, I mean, you've been in my house and you see that I have a beautiful family, you know, and I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night without anybody knocking on my door. And no, it's not worth it. Whether it's a building, it's not worth it. You know, I've been so successful over the years. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a multimillionaire or super rich, but we do okay, you know, and we live comfortable. And of course, we're always open to opportunities. But and that's the reason why we connect, Mark, because our intentions are the same. And that's the reason why I believe we are going to be blessed along with whoever comes along with us.
I definitely appreciate that, Refugio, and I respect that a lot of you.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think we're probably coming close to an end here. The name of the podcast is Insuring Crypto. I want to give you kind of the final thought of what can we do? What do you think will insure crypto's future?
I believe Insuring Crypto is going to be one of the hardest one out there, one of the sexiest one out there. That's what I believe, brother, because I never heard any crypto being, that's unheard of. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Refugio. I really do appreciate your time today.
Thank you for listening. We'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast player, and don't forget to leave a review.